everyone, welcome again to Heart, the Lord our God is mightily, mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Having faith in the Lord is one of the best things we can do. Having faith in His words, acting on our trust in Him. When we learn to yield, like we talked about in the last broadcast, surrendering our will to God's, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we put in motion so many wonderful things that will definitely happen. In our position, according to Zechariah, he said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. It's not by my might. It's not by power, the might of others, multitudes, that won't get it. It's by the Holy Spirit. So that means whatever we do according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, whatever is from Him, that will work. That's the order of the day. And those who embrace it, they're the ones who obey Him. They will be put forward in ministry. Those who wrestle and do something else, they will be put last in ministry and in life. And there are many people who are first doing it that way. And that becomes the pattern of those who come up under their ministries. They're groomed to do the same thing. And nobody ever learns what will happen when you surrender everything to God. But every now and then I run into people who do indeed surrender everything to God. And their lives are different. Their conversation is greater. And they yield to the Lord. And they do it God's way. And they hear Him out. And they enjoy greater works of love. Not only that, their conversation is more refined. There's no ambition in their speech. They honor God. They're genuine in their love walk. This is just what I noticed. They really love people. They're quick to forgive. And they don't slander. But they listen. They're patient. They're not easily moved. No matter what happens, they don't leave that position of love and kindness. And this is just some things that I watched and I saw. I adore it. And then when God gives them something to do, they listen. They don't just hear the things they want to hear. If they want something great from God and God tell them they can get it, they listen to it and they bring it to pass. They do their side, and God does His side. And then when God do something He won't, they don't ignore Him and act like He didn't say anything. But they hear Him out. They do it. You know, now when I vowed to the Lord that I would do whatever He say, I meant it. And I wanted to mean, I wanted to make sure that I did. It used to concern me that I made that vow, I got to do this. No matter how I felt, I got to do this because I said I would obey Him. So I got to obey God in this situation. Every time it happened, every time He gave me something to do, a simple word, I'd feel nervous about it, how it would be received. And the Lord, you know, He trained me. I had to be trained to handle the wisdom of God, the move of God, the love of God. Don't you know that the revival is in your hands? People's lives are in your hands when God gives you something to handle it. When he give you something, hold it to handle. You got to do this. Religious traditions will fail you. And you won't like the results. And everybody will suggest to you people you look up to. Sometimes people are looking in the wrong direction. The people of God are wonderful. I love them all. But when it comes down to the guidance of God, I love him more. And in order to do a perfect work, I have to look at him. When things are going wrong, I look to him. So when things are going right, that's a good idea to look to God. When things I know are out of my control, I look to the Lord. When I think I know what to do, I ask the Lord anyway. Now, why would you ask the Lord when you know what to do? I'm talking about simple things. When it comes to his works and when it comes to his people, I will ask him until I feel comfortable that I'm doing perfectly what he wants. And I'm going to tell you something. There were many times the Lord just, if I knew what to do and it was already sanctioned, and that's what he wanted, that was my best choice, he confirmed it. But there was sometime I knew what to do and I asked him and he told me to do something better than what I had in my own mind. Even though it was what he'd had me to do last time, even though it was much like what he already had me doing, he showed me how to do, make that next step even better. And he would teach me to consider things that I never considered. He bring things to my attention that I didn't know existed. And that's how, when I, no matter what I went through, every attack of the enemy, when I cried out to the Lord and asked him how to help me solve it. Now I know I have authority. I always take authority. I do that right off the bat. But I also understand well that I don't know everything. And Satan, he's smarter than I am. But he's just not smarter than God. So if I watch God, I can overcome him. He's got to fight me on my level. So whatever he do, I can win. All I got to do is use my will to obey God. I even learn from Satan. I watch how he tempt me and I watch his tactic. I watch how he moves on people. And I rebuke him. But I see his subtle ways for what they are. And then I dialogue with the Holy Spirit about it. See, nothing evil comes from God. He uses his creation to teach you how to overcome Satan's lies. Lies are not always obvious. You just know something's wrong with it. Like I said in the last broadcast, a strange voice is talking. I won't listen to that one. I don't know what's wrong, but I won't listen to it. I'm not going to do that. It's fishy. Something in the milk's not clean. I'm not drinking it. I'm not bowing down to Baal. Even though he put on a Christian outfit, I'm not bowing down to Baal. Forever, I want to be like the 7,000 who never bowed their knee to that satanic idol, Baal, or any other religion that tries to ease around Christ. All of them are dead works made by dead men that wish they could come back and be a Christian. And they can't. All of them have died. They can't come back. And anybody that listened to this these broadcasts and you've listened to Muhammad and Buddha and Hare Krishna and all these idols, they were men, folks. It had nothing to do with God. God didn't ordain it. God didn't sanction it. It had no anointing on it. And if you follow that stuff, it's not going to work. You got to judge. It's not going to work. There are people raised to be Muslims. And when they go to the mosque and when they hear those things, and there are Buddhists that go, when they go to the temple and they hear those things, It just don't sit right in their heart. Why? Because something's wrong with it. And they're not made by Allah. God never called himself that. They were made by Jesus. Because the Word made everything that was made. Jesus made everything that was made. When you read 1 John chapter 1, everything that was made, he's the light of the world. Nothing was made without him, and he became a man. And those who love him, I mean, those who just have love in their heart, they can detect him. And they, you know, when they hear the lies, they can't judge it all the time. They may get trapped by it sometime. But they won't follow the order to kill those who love God. There were always people in every nation, tongue, and kindred that would stand for Christ. There are people in every nation, even in Old Testament times, who had a heart to believe God. They didn't know him. Gideon was encouraged by the enemy who had one guy had the dream and the other guy interpreted it. And they were on the side of the enemy. Now in those days people had to do what that king said do. That's how they governed themselves, but they knew that this is wrong and Gideon's army was going to win. A cake of barley bread rolled down and tore up the enemy's tent. And he said, this is nobody but Gideon, servant of the Lord. And then Gideon was encouraged and he went and did the Lord's work. And he did it God's way. Now he didn't go get armies and military equipment. He went and got pitchers and put oil in there and lit it. And they couldn't see the flame. And he took 300 bold men of God and they surrounded the enemy's camp. And somebody said, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they all broke their pitchers and blew their horns simultaneously. And the enemy lost. They lost their boldness. And they got in desperate fear. And they killed each other and scattered. And the armies of Gideon followed in pursuit, chased them down and destroyed them. That's why you have to follow God. Sometimes what people sanction is not sanctioned by God. You're going to have to learn to follow him and obey his word. Because the Lord our God knows what to do and how to do it. The word of God works. The wisdom of God works. What men do, you know, I could see most soldiers of that day, that's not the way to do it. Nobody gets pitchers and horns and go out and win a war. But when you follow God, you can. And you got to know your God to follow him. You got to know him if you're going to win. You know, the way Gideon fought that battle was totally not the way most people would have suggested fighting a battle. But he won because he obeyed and trusted the perfect wisdom of God. And everybody who take the Lord at his word and seek him to do things his way, they enjoy a peace that's just unmatched. they see the greater works happen. They see things happen that nobody expects. All the naysayers would say, no, that won't work. Even honorable people, no, nobody ever does it that way. Pitchers, lamps, and horns, and obedience at the order of God. Now, if you try to go and do what Gideon did and win a war without the guidance of God, it still won't work. It's whatever God say and you acting on it that makes the day. You can't make the day doing it what somebody did a long time ago. The Lord may never fight another war with pitchers, horns, and lamps. And then if he does, it'll work because he said do it that way. That's the only way it'll work. I wouldn't try it unless God told me to. I don't try stuff. Not with God's people. You have to handle holy things God's way. Do what God say do. And you'll be fine. When people do, when they think, and they do it the way, well, nobody, God didn't ask you to do what others do. If you're really going to make a difference in this late hour, you can't just run out there and preach anywhere you select. Go in prayer and see what God will put on your heart. You may not even have to leave your house to do a great work for God. Today I interceded for a lady. The Lord told me Satan had a plan against her life. And he told me how to pray and how to take authority over the situation. And I did. And that's how you do it. If you want to do what God say, if you act on what he say, it works. You don't have to wait on somebody to approve it. Men want to have their hand in it. That's the problem. I mean, people can be so lofty that they think that their ideals are just as good as God's. In the course of my ministry, I used to have to say, you can't trust your good idea. If you really got a good idea, run it by God. Let him approve it. If he don't, he'll let you do something if that's what you really want to do. That's the permissive will. Most of the pastors that the Lord sent me to, they ended up doing the permissive will. And sometimes it really wasn't a permissive will. They just did what they wanted to do. But there's a price tag to the permissive will. The permissive life is not as good as the perfect will. The rewards are not as great. The Lord said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it will be done for you. So now let's look at it again. Most people say, well, I can get what I wish for. Really? Are you abiding in him? Is he abiding in you? If you're really abiding in him, you're obeying him. And you're keeping his word. And you're putting him first. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things to be added. That's not hard to get to understand. It's harder to confuse it. I really want that Cadillac. I'm going to believe God for that Cadillac. I don't like Cadillac, so I'll say Charger or Mustang. I really want that Mustang. I'm looking at the Mustang. You know, I've seen people, I got to have that Cadillac. They keep thinking about it. They dream about it. They wish they had it. They look at magazines about it. And they seek about it. They seek God about it. More than they seek him for what he wants. And when they get it, They really, it don't take them over the top. The things people are after don't ever make your life go over the top. You married a person you thought would put you over the top, and they don't. They got problems. They're people. They weren't raised the same way you were. When people get married, they expect people to act like them. They expect that their parents did what their parents, what their personal parents did. And it's always a bit different. And people get in strife over the differences because they're not mature. But when you follow God, He will train you ahead of time. One of the wisest things I ever did, and I've done some wise things in my life, and I've done many foolish things in my life. But one thing I will never go back on is when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people, He taught me to be considerate. He taught me to look at what's happening. He taught me to see Him. He taught me how to deal with people and still love them when they're contrary and hard and weak. How to love them and how to deal with them. In business, I have to deal with all types of people. Remember, the Holy Spirit trained me, and I learned how to deal with people. And I had a boss one time. He said, I like the way you handle Slim. You don't. It was amazing to him, the way he talked about it. He said, I like the way you handle the situations with him. It kind of surprised him, the wisdom. But I was in God's, I studied the Sermon on the Mount. And eventually, I told you about the fight. I almost got in a fight with him. And the Lord intervened, said, everlasting love to love my people, whether they do, to love a man, whether he does you good or evil. And the Lord took me beyond myself. He did more than what I could think or ask. And I said, Lord, I want more of that. If I can love your people, I can do anything. That kind of love helped me to learn how to kill temptation, how to bounce back. When the enemy do his worst, you stand and bounce back. Now, when you're standing, you don't always feel like you're winning, but you did. You didn't fall. If you made it through the day without falling and sinning against God, you made the day. But I didn't want to just survive and barely make the day. Winning is winning whether you win by an inch or a mile, like they said on the Fast and the Furious, the movie. Street races. Same thing spiritually. I won sometimes by an inch, sometimes by miles. But I wanted to win by miles and not by inches. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to do it. And Gideon won by miles with pitchers and lamps and horns and obedience. And you can do it too. And it's all about love. Our faith works by love. The more we love, the more we live. The wise virgins, they had that kind of trusting love. They trimmed their lamps before the bridegroom came. In the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. They trimmed their lamp. They kept love in their heart. The theme of the letters to the churches is protect your first love. Let it increase. Stay focused on the Lord. The enemy will use anything to steal your attention. If the lust of other things can't enter in and distract you, then he'll try to give you misery, pain, problems. Don't look at those things. Look at the Lord. Love him. Everything that's ever seemed insurmountable to me, the more I walked in love, the easier it was to learn from God and come out of it and overcome it and destroy it. And I contend for the faith because if I learn how to win in my life, I can preach win. I can preach victory. Not to show off, not to make people think I'm super smart. But if I'm not learning from him, then I won't know him like that. And some people do greater things than I have done. Or it seems so anyway. But that doesn't bother me. I got to look at him for me. And they got to look at the Lord for them. And every ministry is different. Everybody's life is different. As long as you're honorable, as long as you do what's right and not steal and kill and hurt other people to get gain. Everything that I attain, I want it to be honorable. I want it to be right. And I want to do people right. And I want to do good things towards people. I want to live a life that honors God. I don't want my life to shame God. I don't want to remind him of my enemy, but I want to obey him in all things. I desire to do greater works, not to show off. I want to fulfill my purpose. The Lord called me to the ministry to serve a purpose, to serve a purpose, to serve his people, to fulfill his purposes. And the way we handle holy things is important. Every calling God gives, from a teacher to the apostle, is holy. Don't despise what God gives you. People don't mind being called a teacher or a pastor because it's accepted. But then when somebody's called to be an apostle, people run from it because the devil told people God stopped calling apostles. And they want to be politically correct, socially correct, more than political. They want to be accepted socially. But he called me to be an apostle, and that's what I am. It's a holy calling. It's of God. It's scriptural. I just want to fulfill it and get out of here. The devil will say, well, you just want to make a name for yourself. No, that's what he's doing, trying to make a name for himself, trying to take over God. And he lost. And God defeated him as a man. So whatever Jesus did, I can do. I can defeat Satan as a man. If Jesus did it, I can do it. Because he said, he that believe will do greater works than me. I walk in the love. I watch God. I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All things are added. I'm blessed. I'm not beggarly. I'm not poor. I'm not overly wealthy. But I'm content. And I'm complete. And I'm victorious. And if I do what all that God wants me to do, what can be better than that? And I'll close with that. Because I'm out of time. Not because I want to. I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will help you heal in life. Continue to watch him. Continue to seek him. Be encouraged. And do it with power. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ, our honorable God and King, is Lord.